This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Jason Watkins, learning all the new information about probiotics and how and why they work. So we've been talking about strains of probiotics that are very beneficial in the body that are human strain. Can you tell us what some of those strains are? We're not going to really recognize them on the side of the bottle, are we?
Yes, there's going to be different combinations of different strains. And here, maybe I should clarify the idea of what strain is. So typically you think about yogurt, it's a Lactobacillus acidophilus or Bifidobacterium species, right? So you think, okay, what does that actually mean? So the genus would say be Lactobacillus.
Mm-hmm.
The species would be Lactobacillus acidophilus, a specific species. That's a very broad term, and underneath that are the strains, right? And they're using numbered, P1, 2, things like that. So what you're looking for are the types of strains that actually show effects, which there could be literally thousands of strains in a specific species. Now, if you use an analogy, the genus, or Lactobacillus, would be like an automobile. The species would be a car, which is a specific type of automobile. And the strains would be the type of car that you're operating. And this is where the big differences happen. And I use the analogy, which dates me a bit, but if you say the strains could be using a Porsche, a Pinto.
Right.
They're both cars.
Big difference.
Pinto is definitely not the same car and not the same performance as a Porsche. And so what we're looking for are the strains that are like the Porsches. And this is where the research goes into the Porsches, not into the Pintos, because they don't have much effect on your system. And so what you're looking for is you're looking for different types of acidophilus, of Plantarum, of Rhamnosus, that are typical strains, but then you're actually doing the research on those strains. And Kaneka has banks of over 1,000 different strains that they have patented that they're doing research on for multiple different conditions. They have a lot of crossover as far as digestive health and your moods and sugar and things like that. But we talked about cardio. Now those strains affect cholesterol levels within your body by decreasing its production and also decreasing its absorption. But you have things like mature immune defense. That's another product we have. And that's a couple strains with vitamin C. And that one is about altering different levels of your innate, or what you're born with, your non-specific defenses, and your adaptive, or your antibodies and T cells, things like that. And then you have one that I really love myself, is the probiotic, the intensive GI. That one is studied for to do with the gut brain. And the gut brain is now recognized in mental health to have influence, the enteric nervous system, on anxiety. And anxiety is basically prolonged states of fear with added confusion, which this whole, you know, pandemic thing, it causes, there's a lot of confusion in how they tell you to deal with different things.
Mm-hmm.
Leading to adding to the fear and causing the anxiety, or that those states of prolonged fear, confusion, stress. And so what you're looking for, that affects your gut. It affects the way you digest. It affects every other part of your body, your sleep cycles, everything. Now, the probiotic intensive GI has research and has the NPN on it for gut-related anxiety and irritable bowel syndrome and lactose intolerance. And these are literally just one cap a day you're taking. But what we do that's really, really cool is, say you've ever had a round of antibiotics, or you've had any type of diarrhea, or constant dealing with constipation, diarrhea, whatever, or inflammatory bowel disease, irritable bowel syndrome, things like that, is what you want to do is give it a reboot. And the probiotic digest, this is something very unique. It comes in a vial, and the probiotic is on the top, and the prebiotic mix that the bacteria normally feeds on is separated from it. And when you get it, you push a button, and then that basically joins the two together. You shake it, and then you drink it. And it tastes really good, and you only do one a day for 7 days. And what that's doing is rebooting your gut. It's treating infectious diarrhea, which is what the NPN is on for. It also treats any time that you've ever had antibiotics in your life, it can alter forever sometimes the species living in your gut. And so you'll always struggle with different things that you weren't struggling with before simply by having a round of antibiotics, especially if you didn't take it its full course, which a lot of people don't, because then you develop different types of resistance and super bacteria. So if you did this probiotic reboot, that's what I would do. You first do the reboot 7 days. You try to decrease your amount of simple sugars in that 7 days. Then you look at the specific probiotic that we just talked about, the mature immune defense. If you really want to improve the overall health of your immune system, then mature immune defense. Or if you have cardiovascular issues and that you want to deal with lowering your cholesterol and treating your heart and integrating that with other drugs if you want to, that's the probiotic cardio. But if you're an overall, you want to deal with problems with your digestive tract, irritable bowel syndrome, or anxiety related to that, or vice versa, the anxiety is causing that, it doesn't matter. Or you have lactose intolerance, difficulty with dairy, then that's the probiotic intensive GI. But all of these, whichever one you choose, you're still going to get, like I said, those benefits with digestive health, with immunity, and with helping you deal with stress overall, and the way your moods and what you crave, because the microbes living in your tract, the microbiome, like I said, have a significant impact on the foods you crave. And when you crave different foods, you're not getting them. That causes mood issues. And it causes issues with women, say, during their menstrual cycle. So the probiotics, the microbiome, this is where a lot of research is going right now. Once you get that under control, you're changing the health of many different areas in your body that you had no idea were related to your gut.
Fascinating. So would it be good for all of us to start with the intensive GI just to reset the whole system, the whole digestive system, and then go on to something else if need be?
I mean, I think that's great. I think if you, or having said that, you could do the 7 day probiotic digest, which is with the vials.
Mm-hmm.
Kids love the taste. It's amazing taste. Then for 7 days, then you move on to the one that's specific, because they all do have they all help for gut health.
Right.
The intensive GI is probably really specific nowadays because of anxiety and irritable bowel syndrome and all these different things.
Yeah.
A lot of people pick mature immune defense. I know that people in our company that are older, like family members, that are struggling with heart issues, which is rampant, and that's the number one killer still in North American society by far, is cardiovascular disease. That, when they started taking the cardio, mm-hmm. it still had impact on the consistency of the stool. In other words, people that have chronic issues with chronic loose stool or things like that, or irritation, taking the cardio, they rather get more formed stools and things that they had no idea, and for years they haven't had that. So cardio definitely does impact your gastrointestinal tract too, but it also has impacts, like I said, in the research that we've done with Kanika, with your heart health. So looking at specifics, and this is where you have to do a little bit of research, but for me, I would always start with the digest, the probiotic digest vials, to give yourself a kickstart. The rest of them are in capsules, and they're all heat stable. You don't have to refrigerate any of these things.
Wow. Now, when you're talking about the probiotic mature immune defense, is that mature? Does that mean for older people, or to create maturity in your immune system?
Name, because that's already set with the company Kanika out of Japan. It's just basically for optimizing and helping your immune system to mature. In other words, the adaptive response, which is what most people think of as your immune system, it's slower to act. It takes up to 10 days to form a response, but when it does, it's a stronger, concentrated response. The other part of the immune system, the innate immune system, is the barriers, your mucosal membranes, your skin, all your white cells, they keep things out in the first place, or when they get in, they target it in a non-specific way. They just go after anything that's foreign. So that's a much quicker acting. It's not as strong overall and concentrated, but a lot of times we don't need the other spot. But having said that, the probiotic, the mature part, it helps the other part, or the adaptive part, to mature as well. So it's helping to boost all the parameters of your immune system, the non-specific and specific,
mm-hmm.
acting and the slow acting.
And it's only a couple of strains as well. It's not really like a wide variety of strains.
That's right. It's just the two strains, and they're both Plantarum, and they're different. Like I said, you can be thousands of strains under Plantarum,
mm-hmm.
and the hormones are researched for their effects specifically on the immune system. Like I said, so everything we're doing here has clinical research on it, and every one of these is a unique strain that has been taken from the wild without exposure to chemicals when things were stronger to optimize your system as a whole.
Wow. So each one of them has scientific backing, and they are all human strains. And where can we find all these new probiotics that are so much more focused on different health issues?
Yeah, so just going to your health food store or pharmacies. I know the Health First Network is all the different smaller health food stores across Canada that joined together. It's widely available. We just brought it out literally about two months ago, I guess. I think that's about right.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting this for a long time. We just wanted to put something out that's really powerful, that actually has research on it, and that's something that you know that when you take it, it's actually giving you a response, and not you're just taking it because of the more is better type of thing.
Yeah.
And then it's specific to humans.
Okay, Jason, is there websites we can go to or YouTubes or anywhere to just relearn this if something really sparked our interest today?
You bet. At purica.com, purica.com, and you will just go under the different sections and you'll see the different data that we have on each probiotic.
Okay. Well, as always, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for your interest in all things health. Keep educating us, and have a good day. Thanks so much.
You too. Take care.
Okay, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to be listening to author Ruthie Fraser with Stack Your Bones.